神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Many people spend a lot of time preparing for their old age.
很多人用很多的时间在预备他们的老年。
They want to be sure that they're financially sufficient and have enough that they might be able to give to their children and also take care of themselves.
通常呢，我们都想确定自己在以后老的时候呢，可以有足够的钱给我们的后代，还有自己可以养老。
Some people look forward to the time they will retire.
很多人甚至在期待这种退休的时候。
Then they think they can do all kinds of things that they used to want to do but didn't have the time or money.
人总是这样想说，等到我退休的时候呢，我就要做一些我以前想做做不到的，或者以前想发没有发到的钱。
And there are those who do enjoy the time after their retirement and they are living a very happy life.
是有一些人在他们退休之后呢，他们真的是很享受那些啊晚年的时候的这样的生活。
But for many, there are problems that arise in the age as they get older.
但是这种老化就是开始年纪渐长的时候呢，也有很多的问题。
And I want to talk to you today about the problem of aging.
今天我们要来谈一下就是这种衰残老化之后的一些问题。
Now, one of the problems of aging is that many times we have some very great losses in our life.
年老之后呢，我们发现呢，会有很多在过去当中所失去的。
Because of our age and because time is passing by, maybe we lose a husband or a wife.
比如说到那个时候呢，我们已经失去了配偶，不管是先生或太太。
Sometimes we lose friends and other members of the family.
有时候失去了朋友，或者是失去了家里面的一些成员。
Many times we lose our health.
有时候我们也失去了我们的健康。
Sometimes we lose our freedom and our mobility, being able to get around.
到那个时候，有时候我们失去了我们可以走动的这样的能力。
And sometimes financial loss comes at this time.
有时候连在经济上面也在这个时候也损失了。
And of course, for those that are active and that were those that love challenges in life,They lose their dreams and their ambitions and their goals.
那些过去很有理想、非常有活力的一些工作的人呢，在这个退休之后呢，就失去了理想、梦想或者是目标。
This becomes very real in their life.
在生命里面是很真实的。
There was a man named Daniel who lost his wife that they had been married for 54 years.
曾经有一个人叫做但以理呢，他在结婚了五十多年后呢，他的太太死了。
And it's natural he grieved over her, he cried over her, and he worked through his grief.
当然，他就因为这样子失去伴侣，然后非常的伤痛，然后呢，有一段很长的时间就是没有办法能够恢复。
But in as a very healthy, normal way, he began to progress out of this depression and began to take on life again.
过一段时间呢，他就决定要用一个比较健康的态度，比较正常的态度来面对，所以他开始他新的开始。
Then he suddenly went into a deep depression.
但是突然间呢，他沮丧了。
He wouldn't talk to them.
他不讲话。
He wouldn't eat.
他不吃饭。
He slept most all of the day.
常常呢，白天睡觉。
He began to lose weight.
开始掉体重。
And when he did talk to them, it was usually about death.
那谈话的话题总是绕在死亡的上面。
The children became alarmed.
他 他的孩子们就警觉到了。
They went to a doctor and they talked to him about this.
他们就去找医生来谈他爸爸的这种现象。
And he says, has he lost anything since your mother died?
然后这个医生就问说，自从母亲去世之后呢，你爸爸是不是什么都没有了？
No, there's not been any serious losses that we can think of.
这个孩子说呢，没有啊，除了妈妈去世，好像其他都没有什么损失啊。
Has there been any losses at all?
都没有其他的损失吗？
Well, yes, he lost his car license.
哦，对了，他的驾驶执照被拿走了。
And after mother died, we bought him a little dog, and that little dog was hit by a car and killed.
当我妈妈去世之后呢，我们就为他买了一只狗，没有想到这只狗呢，碰到车祸也死了。
But he couldn't have been too attached. It wasn't very long that he had this puppy.
但是呢，跟那只狗的关系也没有很久，我想应该不太有什么关系吧。
But the doctor saw a pattern that had happened.
所以现在医生看到的这个问题了。
He had gone through the terrible loss of his wife and really was coming out of that.
首先呢，他失去了太太，慢慢要走出来的时候。
When he had another loss, when he lost his car license, which actually meant he lost his mobile freedom.
当他再一次失去他的驾驶执照的时候呢，对他来讲是失去了自由。
Even though he didn't go out often, at least he could go when he wanted to.
虽然他没有常常出去，可是呢，他有一部车的时候呢，他很自由的可以出去。
Then it seemed like his ability was questioned. Why would they take his license away?
或许他会怀疑自己的能力，为什么他们要把我的执照吊销呢？
So he had gotten the thought in his mind,Your life is over.
所以他已经想说呢，我的生命大概就此结束了。
And then the death of the dog again brought the reality of death very close to him.
那只宠物小狗的死亡再次把这个死亡的真实呢，再次带回到他的心里面来。
So actually, this man had to go through again grief processes to come out of this.
所以呢，这个老人家呢，就要再回去到一开始的这种伤痛的过程，再慢慢走出来。
You see, when they're getting toward the latter years of their life, life has really slipped away from them.
你要知道，当我们到了年老的时候呢，那种日子是一天一天的这样子在过去的。
You see, it looked like Daniel, when he thought about his license, which was less significant than the death of his wife, and yet it seemed to hit him so hard.
那这个驾驶执照被拿走呢，对他来讲呢，打击很大。虽然呢，他刚刚死了妻子，但是对他的问题的话，打击很大。
And it may have been the timing. So much was coming in on him. He was losing so much that was dear to him.
而且呢，这几个事件呢，就这样集在一起的话，太频繁了，所以都对他都很需要的，就这样子一下就没有了。
So you see, the major loss of his wife, he was able to cope with. But now, as it came one by one, he was unable to cope with all of the losses.
对于他的配偶的死亡，那个最大的损失呢，他已经可以慢慢走出来了，可是没有想到后面这两个小小的损失却让他已经觉得不能承受了。
Sometimes it's the circumstances of a loss that makes the difference in how it affects us.
有时候这种条件环境的这种损失呢，会对我们的影响有不同。
If the loss, like death, is sudden, it wasn't looked for,It can be a very traumatic experience.
对那种没有期待的死亡、丧失呢，可以对我们是一个很大的冲击。
Where if it's someone that has been ill for quite a while, and we recognize that it's eventually going to happen, though it hurts and though it still means something, it's easier maybe to cope with.
那对于那种你已经知道病了很久，就是好像会死的这样的一个情况呢，你还是会难过，可是你心里是有这种预备的。
Now, when it comes to this problem of emotional losses, how can you help an aging person?
那么对于一个老年人，他的心里面的这种问题，对于丧失、损失的问题，你怎么面对他呢？
One of the first things you can do is encourage them to talk about the loss.
第一个，你要鼓励他们把他们的这种损失的感觉讲出来。
Invite them to share the memories.Whether they were happy or sad ones.
让他去回忆一下过去这个对象损失的对象带来给他们不管是好的或不好的回忆。
The problem is that many times people who are trying to help will say, don't talk about that, get it out of your mind, but that's not good.
很多人有相反的意见，是说不要谈了，就是避免不谈了，这样让他不要再想起那个人。事实上，这是不对的。
And then the other step is that you must listen to them.
那当他讲的时候，你要好好的听。
Don't be judgmental. Don't say anyone's fault or this or that. Just listen.
不要给很多意见或批评，或者是给他有一些指责，就是只要听。
Let them express or maybe express over and over again how they feel and what has happened and their emotions, and you just listen.
就让他们一次再一次重复的讲也没有关系，你就是只有听。
Now, if you have a father or mother that's in this situation, try to get them into a group, into some sort of a support group. Maybe it's a group that, of a community people.
如果你有啊，就像这样的一个情况，老人家的话，那你可以帮助他找到一个群体，像个社区的一个团体呢，让他参与他们。
Maybe it's in the church with a Bible study group.
还是在教会里面有这种一起读圣经的一些团体。
Now try to encourage them to get out among their friends.
鼓励他们能够踏出去到朋友之间。
Now you cannot make them, you cannot demand it of them, but try to drop little hints that this would be good, or maybe invite some of the folks over to the house.
当然你不能勉强他们出去，有时候你也可以把他们邀请到家里面来，你可以去触动，去催促或者去鼓励他。
Then encourage that senior to maintain a healthy routine.
对于老人家呢，也鼓励他们有一个很规律的生活。
Keeping up their personal hygiene, their the way they dress and the way they look.
对于他们的一天下来的这种外表呢，让他们保持一个很好的这种水准。
Help them to keep up their friendships.
让他们好好的维持友谊。
If they had activities, help them to get back to it. Or maybe you can show them some other areas of activities.
鼓励他们回到以前的活动，或者是呢，提供给他们新的活动。
But please remember this.
但是不要忘记一件事情。
Grief is highly an individual's own process.
这种伤痛的过程呢，是一个个别在里面很深处的。
No one experiences it the same rate and the same way. We're all different.
每一个人所经历的表达的都不一样。
Sometimes there are those that can get over in a few months.
有的人呢，几个月后就没事了。
There are others that it may take 2 years to get over.
有的人需要两年才能够过去。
Don't try to hurry them when you see that the process is slow.
不要急，当你看到他们的进度很慢的时候，请不要去催促他们。
But do watch to see if it's running into what we call depression, deep clinical depression.
但是却要小心，不要让他们掉入这种忧郁的这种沮丧里面。
Even though they still grieve, they still cry, but you begin to see some efforts, and little by little, they're coming out.
即使在伤痛这种很难过当中呢，你还是可以看到一点点的进步开始在走出来。
This is the natural process.
这是一种自然的过程。
But as I said before, watch for depression.
但是就是要小心，不要让他们掉入忧郁症。
When they don't seem to make any progress at all.
如果他们不再进步了，
then you may have to get medical help for them.
或许你需要提供一点这种医药的帮助。
But this is not an easy thing to go through as our old people faces these emotional losses.
老人家经过这种情绪的冲击呢，不是很容易可以过去的。
Now, depression is not something that is unlikely to happen in an older person's life. It may happen.
那在老人家的年纪里面呢，这种忧郁是时常会发生的。
It may not even be because of losses.
或许有时候连没有损失什么也会有。
It's just when the person withdraws in themselves.
这种忧郁就是呢，他们自己开始畏缩退缩了。
Some have called depression anger turn inward.
也有人呢，因为里面的深深的愤怒呢，就开始的压抑转向里面。
But when you begin to see that your parents or some older person is having sleeping problems, maybe sleeping too long or not enough.
或许你看到一些年长的呢，他们开始睡太多，或者是呢睡得不够。
Maybe you see that they have periods of deep sadness or angry.
他们会有让你感觉到容易生气的时候。
And these last for 3 or 4 months.
那这种现象呢，在三四个月都一直这样。
You see them frequently crying.
然后他们常常哭泣。
They lose interest in their favorite activities.
对于他们以前很喜欢的一些活动呢，他们开始没有兴趣。
You see them sitting alone and staring into space.
他们单独一个人，然后在一个空间里面发愣。
And then you notice that they don't take much time with keeping themselves clean and neat.
然后你会发现呢，他们好像也不太在对自己的身体呢做一些啊清洁的工作了。
You really need to take action.
这样的话，你就要采取行动了。
Encourage them to go to a doctor and get a full examination.
要叫他们去找医生，然后好好的检查。
You see, a physical doctor will then look to see if there's something physically that is giving them depression.
身体的医生呢，会检查他们的各个器官，看有没有什么器官使他们有这种忧郁。
Sometimes, you know, it's an imbalance of a chemical.
有时候呢，是那个化学分泌不平衡。
Sometimes it's a nutrition deficiency because they don't eat well.
有时候因为他们吃不对或吃不好呢，所以呢就营养不良。
Maybe from their medicines.
或许从医药来的。
So be sure they get a checkup to see.
所以呢，一定要确定他们要有检查。
Then be alert when they begin to say to you, everyone would be better off without me.
那当他们开始说呢，我最好不要存在，如果没有我，就比较好的话，那你要小心。
I'm just not important.
我不重要。
Then watch when you hear them say, I wished I was dead.
有时候呢，他们会说呢，我希望我死了算了。
And they begin to think about suicide.
开始会想到要自杀。
So these are some of the things that you watch when depression comes.
这些的话你就要观察，因为这个都是在忧郁症里面了。
Now another problem with aging is the hearing problem.
另外一个问题就是重听。
You see, about one-third of the women after they're 65 loses some of their hearing ability, and about half of the men do.
65岁以后呢，有三分之一的妇女会失去他们的听力。对于男生的话，会有一半以上会失去他们的听力。
When they first start noticing this, they do not want to admit it.
当你开始发现他们重听的时候呢，他们是不想承认的。
They will say you're mumbling. Why don't you talk a little louder? It's your fault.
他们会跟你讲说你讲话讲不清楚，为什么不讲大声一点呢？
And when you try to tell them it's their hearing, and maybe even they get a hearing test and realize that they don't want to wear a hearing aid.
有时候呢，你要他们去检查呢，检查出来他们也不想戴那种助听器。
To them, it's a symbol of getting old.
因为这个是老化变老的一个象征。
For those that are around them, it can be some hard times.
这样在他旁边的人呢，会很为难的。
Actually, I have struggled with this with my mother.
那我自己呢，跟我妈妈就有这种难处。
Many times she doesn't think I've answered her.
很多时候呢，她以为我没有回答她。
Sometimes she misunderstands what I say.
有时候她会误解我所讲的。
And when I lift my voice loud, I feel badly about it.
然后我需要很大声对她讲话呢，那个时候呢，我就自己就觉得很愧疚。
Can any of you yell and feel good?
有没有人可以说大声提高声调讲话用喊的然后还可以觉得说很好的呢
But sometimes this is what it takes.
可是呢有时候需要这样子。
Now actually there are some things that we can do to help someone that doesn't hear well.
如果有人是这种重听的情况的时候我们可以帮助他们。
Actually you shouldn't shout.
那首先呢你不要大声的叫。
Just speak a little louder.
只是呢大声一点点但是不要叫。
But more clearly and carefully.
很小心的很清楚的讲。
And in brief sentences.
然后呢简单的句子。
So that your lips will move and they can see it.
让他们看到你嘴唇的这种震动。
Look them in the eyes so they know that you are talking to them.
看着他们的眼睛让他们晓得你在对他们说话。
Include them in your conversations, but just speak a little louder.
让他参与你跟人的讲话对话，但是呢，要大声一点。
Now another problem of the aging is illness.
另外一个老化的问题就是生病。
We know that the body is getting weaker.
身体渐渐的衰残。
And they may try very hard to keep up their exercise and good eating, but eventually it seems like sickness takes them.
即使他们很努力的在做运动或者是注意这种吃的东西呢，但是呢，还是会生病。
There should be care taken that they won't get some diseases.
当然有一些是要很注意的，因为呢，有时候会传染一些病。
If they need vaccinations for flu, be sure they get them.
如果他们需要打预防针的话，像感冒预防针的话，就一定要帮他们打预防针。
Be sure they get their vitamins or whatever other medicines they need.
他们应该需要的这种维他命呢，其他的东西呢，都要帮他们准备好。
But when sickness comes, they are weak not only physically but emotionally.
当生病的时候呢，不是只有身体上的软弱，而且会带来情绪的这种脆弱。
Most of them cannot go through it by themselves.
有的人呢，没有办法自己一个人经过这种病痛。
They need the help of another.
他们需要别人的帮助。
And this is where we can help as caregivers.
那这个就是呢，对于看顾他们的，可以帮助他们的。
Sometimes a senior that is not well is weak, and whatever the doctor says, they just take everything in.
老人家当他们生病的时候去看医生，医生说什么他们就听得好像很严重。
They can't express their feelings to the doctor.
他们没有办法把自己的感受跟医生讲。
And so therefore they may need you to assert yourself to let the doctor know what is the problem and what is needed.
有时候也需要你去帮他跟医生来解释到底他的问题是在哪里，他需要什么。
That means you need to go.
那意思是说你要陪他去。
Older people don't remember lots of things.
老人家有时候记忆不太好的。
They may be a little, not afraid, but apprehensive there at the doctor.
在医生面前，他们有时候会有一点害怕、紧张。
They may not really understand all the doctor is saying to them.
也不了解医生说的是什么。
They're not understanding what kind of medicines that he's given to them.
他们也不了解医生给他的药是怎样吃。
So they need somebody with them.
他们需要有一个人陪他去。
And then, of course, in sickness, they need a foundation of faith.
生病的时候需要有信心。
You see, faith is that inner strength that helps us through these problems.
信心是一个人的这种里面的力量，可以帮助你走过困难。
And this comes by our faith in the Creator God.
那这种信心呢，要建立在对于神，就是那位创造者的信心。
I went to a hospice one time to visit. That a hospice is a place where people go when they know they will not live.
我有一次去拜访一个安宁院，就是在那边已经没有希望再等死的人的一个医院。
They go there to die.
他们是等要死了。
Now the head doctor there, though he was not a believer himself, he said he found out through the years that those who had a deep faith died easier.
其中呢，我碰到这个院长呢，他告诉我，他自己本身是一个不信神的人，但是他看到呢，里面呢，当他们那些是信神、有信仰、有信心的人呢，他们死得非常的安详。
You see, as a people, we need more than ourselves and more than others. We need God.
我们在世上不是只有自己活得就好，我们需要别人。一方面呢，也不是只有别人，我们需要知道认识这位神。
Another hard problem in aging is the losing of the memory.
另外一个这种年老的这个难处呢，就是呢，我们失去了记忆力。
You see, by the age of 65, we begin to lose the percentage of our brain cells.
65岁之后呢，我们的脑细胞就会慢慢的损失。
It's not that detrimental, but it just means there is a loss.
当然不是说那么的严重，但是呢，终究是一种丧失。
But there's something that's even greater than the little loss that we have. It's also the fact that we are not able to take all the information that we have gained through the lifetime and assort it out quick enough.
这种脑力的丧失呢，虽然不是很严重，但是呢，我们已经没有办法把我们过去所有的经验或记忆呢，整个做一个整合或者是拿来应用了。
In other words, we don't process the knowledge that we have quick enough.
那意思是说呢，我没有办法很快的来反应我们该有的知识。
We used to be able to do that.
以前是很灵敏的。
And now we have sort of like blanks. We can't remember that.
现在呢，有时候呢，会觉得好像空白，好像很迟钝，然后想不起来。
It's not really that there's anything wrong with them. They're not losing their mind. It's the fact that they just can't process information quick enough.
事实上，这个不是精神的问题，不是精神有问题，而是呢，他们只是迟钝了，没有办法很快的来反应他们该有的。
Then another problem of losing the memory may come because of our loss and our grief and because of depression.
有时候是因为呢，这种丧失所爱的人呢，会带来这种严重的记忆力的丧失，然后会落入这种忧郁。
Actually, sometimes it can come even from the medicine they take.
有时候吃的药也会造成记忆力的丧失。
But it really is a disabling thing that they feel, oh, why am I always forgetting?
但是呢，会有一种感受就是呢，为什么我总是记不起来？
Of course, they become fearful of the fact of dementia, of losing their mind.
甚至有时候会认为自己好像快要精神崩溃，好像不行了。
Even though they may be losing a little bit of their understanding and the quickness of getting thoughts through, that's normal. But when you see them getting worse and worse and deeper into it, then you need to look into it.
年老的时候，有时候记忆力的这种衰退，或者是呢，有时候反应迟钝呢，事实上这是正常现象。但是如果你看到这种现象越来越严重的话，那你就要小心。
Have you ever heard anyone say about their aged father, he's just not the same man that he was before?
有时候你听他说呢，我爸爸呢，这个老人家呢，跟以前完全不一样了。
Or my mother's just not like herself.
我的妈妈已经不像以前那个自己了。
So in aging, sometimes we have a personality change.
所以有时候到年老的时候，个性也会改变。
Maybe coming from the stress of our emotions.
情绪的压力引起
Sometimes because we're lonely
或者是很孤单引起的
And it just affects our personality
然后呢就会影响到我们的个性
And so when this happens just remember them as they once were don't chide them don't try to argue with them accept them
如果有这种现象的话不要争执不要去辩证只要接纳就好了
Remember what they were once likeAnd then treat them like they once were.
记得他们以前怎么样的人，然后呢，就像对待他们以前一样，现在也这样对待他们。
Now the older our people get, eventually they're going to increase in dependency on others.
当一个人年纪渐长，越来越老的时候呢，他们那种独立性就越来越少，越来会越有依赖性。
For most, if they live long enough, they're going to have to be dependent on somebody.
特别是很长寿的人的话，到后来一定要依赖人的。
Now suddenly into the life of a family is a parent that you can see is increasingly becoming dependent and cannot do for themselves.
所以在一个家庭里面呢，成员会发现到说他怎么突然间呢，什么都不能自己做了。
Sometimes you'll find out when they're cooking, they forget and burn their food.
有时候他们煮饭做饭，然后就烧焦了。
You're finding that they're not paying their bills. They're losing them.
有时候你会发现呢，他们没有付他们的账单。
They can't seem to take care of the house like they once did.
以前他们在照顾家里面那些事情，他们已经不能工作了。
They're forgetting to take their medicine, and you're finding that they're getting sick.
忘记吃药，所以呢就生病了。
And in your heart, you recognize they cannot stay there alone anymore.
你就很清楚地看到他们不再能够单独自己一个人生活。
Now suddenly there comes a big problem to the family.
那这样的话对一个家庭会带来很大的一个问题。
What are we going to do?
怎么办呢？
Traditionally, many times the oldest one took the mother or father.
这个传统呢，大概是老大呢要照顾父母亲。
But today you're seeing less and less of that.
但是这个时代已经这种现象已经没有了。
So you all need to ask yourselves this question. Is my mother or my father, do they need more attention than what I can give them?
那你就要问你自己一个问题，是不是我的父母亲需要我给他更多的注意？
And then we go on to reason, what can I do? How can I help them?
然后就问第二个问题，那我应该给他什么帮助呢？
Now there are many benefits that we can get from taking care of our parents.
照顾父母亲可以得到很多好处。
So you're going to have to think this over carefully and prayerfully and do the best for both the parents and the children.
所以呢，你要非常小心的寻求祷告，而且呢，注意来处理，好让上面长一辈的还有下一辈的都得到好处。
May God give you the wisdom.
愿神给你智慧。祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供。
由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。